Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nick, reporting to you all from the Bronx here in New York City. Today I want to talk a little bit about the importance of color and its catechetical aspect. Now, I'm recording this podcast episode on Sunday morning. Not the norm for me, but this is why. All last week, leading up to Gaudete Sunday, I have been telling the different children within the church and in the parish. We had a school of catechetical event for the kids, a little retreat day on Saturday, so just the other day. And I was telling them all, hey, you make sure to come to the 8:30 Mass because you're going to see Father wear rose. He's going to be wearing pink. And all over the week, I was trying to connect rose and pink together in the minds of the children. And all over the week, the kids are like, are you really, Father? Are you really going to wear it? The candle, that's the candle color. You're really going to wear that color? No, you're not. And I keep telling the kids, you got to come at that time. You got to come at the 8:30 Mass or come to the 12:45. Those are the two that I have. You come to those and you'll see Father wearing a particular color. You only see it twice during the year. And then I was starting to ask them, well, what does that mean? And I can tell you by the time Saturday rolled around, all the kids I asked, Father, that's the color of joy. That's the candle of joy. We're getting ready to light the candle of joy. I'm like, why do you guys have joy? I'm asking the children. Because we have Jesus. Jesus is with us. With us. They were able to, I'm talking kindergartens, first, second, third, fourth. We're talking young children. We're able to speak in such a way. Now, programs and all these sort of things that we have for catechetical aspects in relationship to how we share the faith with children are important, but we can't push aside the common sense things too. Talking about a simple color, and what does that mean in the life of the church? Why does the priest wear rose, pink colors during Gaudete Sunday, and what does that mean? What does that mean to be joyful even though we might be suffering like John the Baptist who was in jail? It can be that simple. But that means, that challenges us, that we have to know the faith too. That we have to be able to speak about, why does Father wear that color? Or what's the importance of that color? Or how does that color work on the color spectrum when one journeys from purple to white and that middle color is that color rose, that pink color? You know, kids are very interested in these things. You know, and you can make a little game, a little test back and forth to really draw their intention into it. And then this morning at the 8:30 Mass, I'm recording this right after, so I'm a little bit energized just because it was a very beautiful Mass. And we have a beautiful singer that we pay to come in for that one for the children, provide them beautiful music. Almost all the kids had some color pink, some color rose on them. Even some of the boys, you know, say, hey, look at this, Father, look at this. They all wanted to participate and what I was doing up there. They all wanted to participate in the color of that new candle, that third Advent candle. They all wanted to celebrate in the joy that we're supposed to have in Jesus Christ, as we are told from that important line from the fourth chapter of St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, where he tells us to rejoice always because we are in the Lord, that important word in. My brothers and sisters, we are journeying in the time of the Spirit. And where the Spirit is, there is life. And when there is life, there is love. And joy is a mark of a heart that has given itself over to love. Maybe not to the fullest extreme where pilgrim people were journeying on going deeper into love, but where there is joy, there is authentic love. It's evidence of that. So use these little things during our liturgical year to help teach your children, or if you're a catechetical teacher, the children in your class, about the movements of the season, the movements of the Mass, the importance of color, the importance of what they see, what they smell, what they hear, what they experience, and make a little game. Oh, Father's going to be doing this. Are you ready for it? Are you going to participate with Father? Are you going to get in that color with Father? So for Christmas time, are they going to wear white? I'm already beginning to work and talk with kids about that. You know, and the importance of different colors. It's a very important thing, not just about speaking to them about the faith, but inviting them into knowing different aspects of the year and that they can participate in it too. We think participation is merely the recitation of words at mass. No, 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 no. Even our dress can signify that we are full and actively participating in the movement of the mass, in the movement of our liturgical year. So the joy that I have right now from seeing the children give themselves over to the Lord and willing to come in a joyful way, even early Sunday morning, to celebrate the mass, it was infectious. And remember, fruit is always meant to be nourishment. So the fruit of the Spirit is meant to be a source of nourishment, not just for our own individual lives, but for all those around us. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. If you like what I'm doing on my podcast, click that subscribe button. And also, if you want more of my content, head over to my website. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com. You can find links to my Catholic Stand articles, my blog posts. You can find YouTube videos, links to social media things I use. You can even email me through that website. All of this is on thefrankfriar.com. Again, that is thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com. Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at KaneFord.com.